PCBs stands for polychlorinated biphenyls. They're a family of synthetic chemicals used for decades by paper manufacturers and the electrical industry. During that time, thousands of tons of PCBs leaked or were dumped into the environment. Kimberly Gray is an environmental engineer at Northwestern University.
PCBs were a synthetic chemical, and all of the characteristics that made them so good in industry is what made them such a nightmare in the environment. They don't degrade, they're heat resistant, they're very, very persistent.
Dr. Gray knew that PCBs tend to settle in the sediment at the bottom of rivers. She also knew that fish in polluted rivers were contaminated with dangerous levels of the toxin. But how those PCBs moved from the sediments into fish was a mystery.
We have a pollutant. It's released into a river. It ends up in the sediments. And then what?
Until now, scientists had assumed that PCBs made their way out of sediments and into open waters through physical disturbances like storms or dredging. But Dr. Gray felt there might be a biological connection, so she went back to her lab and designed an experiment that would uncover that link. The long rectangular room is lit with fluorescent lights and hums with the sound of water pumps.
What we've done here is we have created a little river. And it's just like an aquarium, except that the water is running into the aquarium and out.
The walls and floor of this 8-foot-long river are made of plexiglass, and the water flowing through this stream is tainted with PCBs. Rocks coated with slimy green algae cover the river bottom. Gray wanted to understand the role algae play in transferring PCBs to aquatic life. In her research, she found that the algae absorbed high levels of the toxin.
One can think of algae as being little bags of fat. And so the PCBs will tend to accumulate in algae because it's an environment they chemically prefer.
That discovery was important because it established the link between PCBs in sediments and PCBs in people. In her experiments, Gray found that while the PCBs killed some types of algae, the algae that survived were the kind fish like to eat.
The PCBs will accumulate in the algae, and then the algae are now food for fish, and then the fish are food for humans. And so what we see there is a process called bioaccumulation, where the chemical will accumulate in these biological organisms to concentrations much greater than they ever were in the water.
Other scientists have been impressed with Kimberly Gray's insights. Gary Lamberti is a biologist at Notre Dame University.
People knew that PCBs were found in high organisms such as fish, but really did not have a good feeling for how they got there. But in fact, finding that it moves through the algae and then potentially through the invertebrates is really a way of bringing to bear sort of good science on a very important issue to human health.
But how to stop the flow of PCBs from sediments into the food chain isn't easy. Dr. Gray explains that there are only two options.
Do we need to go in and remove all those PCBs in the sediments, or do we just let nature take care of it by itself and bury it? Right, that's the practical question.
Gray says that waiting for layers of new clean sediment to cover PCBs won't protect public health. She claims it could take decades, if not centuries, for rivers to bury the PCBs under enough sediment. But excavating the tainted mud would cost billions of dollars. That sobering reality isn't lost on Dr. Gray.
We're able to describe better where the PCBs are going, but I don't know that that always helps us solve the problem. What are we going to do as a result of this knowledge? And that's just really, really difficult because the solutions are costly.
Gray hopes that her research on PCBs and algae will be published within the year. Until then, she'll be building on her research by studying the interaction between PCBs and other toxins in river sediments. She says little is currently known about the combined environmental threat of PCBs and heavy metals like arsenic. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Steve Frankel in Chicago.